Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and/or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by The Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and/or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers. Get results. Get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-5433-980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Welcome to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. I'm here to help you walk you through the process. I want to know what kind of loan you have. You know, we talk about that regularly here on the program. You're listening on News Talk 1590 KVTA and on K Earth 101 this weekend. And what I'd like you to do, I want you to write down the phone number because I want you to use it. 888-543-3980. Now, many of you listen to the program and wait to the end of the program to make that call. And I appreciate that. You want to listen to what's going on. But I'm letting you know, if you are in the real estate market, if you're looking to buy or sell, and you're looking for financing, pick up the phone right now, 888-543-3980. The team's standing by to take your phone call. Any missed phone call, I'll be getting back to that myself. Our website, yourrealestatelife.com. That's yourrealestatelife.com for our show site. Now for the company site, unitedforloans.com. United, the number four, loans.com. We are able to do loans for investment properties now in 46 states. 46 states. Now you may ask, why are you leaving out the other four? Which ones are those? Well, right now it's Nevada. Sorry. Right now, it's Vermont. Sorry. Right now, it's South Dakota and North Dakota. Other than that, we are doing investment property loans, DSCR loans, in 46 states. If you have rental property, you're looking to buy property out of state, it's going to be a rental property. I'd like to help you and assist. If you're doing a primary loan, which is an owner-occupied loan, we are approved in 5 states. We're approved in California, Colorado, we're approved in Montana, Texas, and the state of Washington. We are doing primary loans, we're doing reverse mortgages, we're doing refinancing and purchase loans in those markets. We're also doing equity lines and equity loans in those markets. Now, when it comes to these other markets, the 46 states, we are doing loans where the income for the property is covering the cost, the principal and interest, to a certain debt to income or debt service ratio. We want to make sure you are getting the right representation in the right state. If we are not able to lend in that market, we will let you know and we will look to refer a qualified professional. That's what we're all about. United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com. Now, before I forget, you need to spring forward this weekend. So if you haven't done that already or thought about it, now a lot of stuff is digital and it's all automatic these days, but you do still have something on your wall or something that's going on somewhere. Maybe even your car didn't automatically change. So it's time to figure out how that works, where you're just saying, hey, I know it's an hour off and I just let it go and okay. But an hour, you're losing an hour, you're springing forward. Also on today's show, in the third segment, we have Marisha Charbonnet joining us from Family Security Law Group. Always interested in what Marisha has to say because it's so, so very important. But always, I always want to know, what kind of loan do you have? Many individuals have no idea what their rate is. They have no idea how much interest they're truly paying. Now, you think I just asked you, what's your interest rate? So someone will say 2.75, 3.125, 4.25. Hey, those are pretty good rates right now based on today's market, where we're anywhere from 6.375 up to 6.99% on a 30-year fixed. Now, depending on your credit score and everything else, APR will vary. But are you really paying that 3.25%? Have you looked at your mortgage statement? Maybe you still get it in the mail. Maybe you just look at it online. Maybe you don't look at it at all and you just have an automatic payment. That 3.25, you started over 60% interest. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Did you remember when you had your loan when you closed at that lower rate, because it's only a few years ago, you looked at the total interest percentage, the total interest paid, the tip that you're paying the bank on your closing disclosure. Did you see that evil number on the bottom? Did they tell you to ignore it? That is your true interest volume you're paying. If your rate is below 5.3%, you're under 100% on your overall pay. If it's above, oh boy, oh boy. We'll talk about that. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. We'll have more after the break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune into Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101. Or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. Again, we're here on News Talk 1590 KVTA and on K-Earth 101. You can stream at kvta.com or kearth101.com. And again, we take your phone calls all throughout the program. 888-543-3980. That's 888-LIFE-980. Now, I want to help. I want to help what it is you're looking to do when it comes to your money, when it comes to financing a property. Now, interest rates, in my opinion, can be misleading. People could pay points, which are a percentage of the loan amount, and buy the rate down. But now you're prepaying that interest up front to get a long-term rate break. Interest rates are probably going to be heading down a little bit, just a little bit. We're probably looking at a Fed not moving the last day of March, first day of April, but maybe it's going pushing into the June meeting, maybe the June meeting. But, you know, there's a decent percentage, but now they're even looking at the percentage of that July 30th, 31st meeting. Maybe is the point of where they'll make a move. Now, a lot of people were predicting massive amount of moves. I was in the camp maybe about three this year. There's still a chance. It might move to two. So if we have the Fed moving two times this year, the market anticipates these moves and the market sees those signs. We're looking at inflation. But we're still looking at home prices that have escalated in various markets. Now, maybe not San Jose. It's gone down a little bit here in California. But, you know, these other markets, they're really outside of this area. Whether it's in San Antonio or it's in Miami or it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. These other markets have seen some dwindling returns. But even the worst market, which is actually now at the moment, says Miami, it's just over 8%. So it hasn't plummeted. We're still seeing lower inventories, although they're picking up just a little bit. I see a lot of builders that are going through their preliminary stages for developments that will come online maybe a year or even 2 years from now. So we'll see how that fares, rising inventory. We're also looking at an aging population that may have inventory coming to market from errors or from certain trusts and other items. So we'll see how that fares. But we still have the shoe to drop on commercial property. If you take commercial property and split it in thirds, one third is going to have some issues right now. We're looking at those issues with vacancies. You got empty buildings. You got a lot of issues there where you're going to have some people snap it up, but you're going to also look at zoning changes, whether it's for housing and other feasibility to do that. You have a large interest for data centers, for larger space. And then you're looking at the energy side coming in, providing that, because there's a large need for that, especially here in California with a mandate that we're buying or not selling combustible engine vehicles. What was it, 2032? So where are we getting all this electricity? Where is it coming from? Odd even electricity days? Okay, I know. I digress. But we're going to have to solve many issues, many problems. But there has to be viable solutions and progress to be made. It's not just flip on the dime and go. So we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. But this last week, we had the Fed higher for longer. That's what we said. And quite honestly, as I said, I was hoping and looking at that March 31st, April 1st meeting that is now pushed out to June, with even some thoughts, even pushing it out to the end of July. Now, the Fed meets every 6 weeks. The thing we have to watch is sometimes it's not the discount rate, but sometimes it's behind the scenes items that they're doing to help loosen things up just a little bit. But they're still really watching that inflation number. They really want that 2%. They really need to see that. In my opinion, we may see the first move when we get maybe a read or two at 2.9, 2.7, 2.6. When we get in that range, they want to try to navigate a soft landing. And usually, one is usually holding it too long or raising it too high. It's that old kind of arena where you can see. When you go take a shower in the morning or in the evening, you go in and you turn on the hot water. You want hot water. And sometimes your pipes just don't get that hot water right away. So you turn it on full blast. You want that hot water. And then all of a sudden it's scorching. It's, oh my gosh. And you have to dial it back. Same thing. You put the hot water on too much and then you got to dial it back. And then sometimes you dial it too far back. Then you got to dial it up. It's that hit and miss because you're not patient. You want results right away. And when you move interest rates, it's a lagging indicator. Okay, so what happens is when you move those markets, it takes a while to move those markets. It just doesn't happen overnight. These things are big. You're navigating. It's like when you're on a large ship versus a boat. You make a turn, it doesn't necessarily move as fast. So you got to plan ahead to get to your destination. This is what the Fed tries and looks to do with the variables of the economy. Now you have your very own economy that you're handling yourself. It's your income and expenses. It's your budgeting that you do each and every single day. You want to make sure you have more ins than outs. And you're trying to now finance that. You're leveraging and you're looking at timelines. Now, when you go in to buy a car, sometimes it's not how long do you want your payments. They say, what kind of payments do you want? And then they guideline you to the term. Now, on a mortgage, there's various types of loans you can do. There's a 40-year now. There's interest-onlys for portion. You can do loans that are fixed for 30. And then you could choose any month, any amount of years you want. There's loans that I could write for 29, 28, 27, 26. But the rate is still the rate of 30. So take the 30 and have more options. And I could show you how to assemble those other. You've got 25, and you can go down even 20 and 15 and 10. But see, some of the short-term rates right now are higher or the same as the long-term rates. Because in the short-term, rates are higher. In the long-term, the market's looking at rates may go down. So the long-term rates are starting to equal out. Even the conforming rates, the conforming loan limit right now, I mean, what, 766, 550 for a single family? Now, the high balance in some counties is $1,149,875. That's large. And then when you go to 2 units, 3 units, and 4 units, it's even more. Now, in some counties listening to us today in Riverside and San Bernardino, there's not a high balance. There's a conforming and a jumbo. So we talk about meeting that requirement, also with FHA. Now, FHA is not a first-time homebuyer program only. It is there for anyone to use. Now, veterans, you have a VA eligibility. We can do that with no money down. So there's a lot of things we can do. We're talking to people with ITIN numbers, taxpayer identification, do not have a social. They're here in the States legally, and we're getting them financing. So there's a lot of talk politically about giving rights to buy to potential illegals, and there's going to be a lot of red tape going through qualifications, getting underwriting done. That's a way ahead. There's been talk about incentivizing first-time home buyers and move-up buyers. That's out there. But the more money you throw into the system, the more chances you have of these inflationary tendencies. So although you're helping one side, you may not be helping the other side, and you got to have that delicate balance. The same way I talked about the shower, turning on the hot water and dialing it back. So you really need to be careful on that navigation. It's very easy for somebody to say, hey, we're going to do this. Well, it might be a short-term item until the long-term consequences are being felt. And I don't know about you, I still plan on being here in the long term. So I kind of want to know where that's going because I need to pre-plan. When you are looking at decisions, it's about education, it's information, it's gathering enough facts so you can make the right decision for you and your family. On this program, we talk about interest rate versus interest volume. Interest volume is truly what you're paying. It's not the amount of your loan interest, that 3.25% I talked about earlier. It's really the footprint that you're paying on an amortization loan. On an amortization loan, you're paying on a 3.25% close to over 63% interest when the loan starts. Over the life of the loan, you're going to pay over 50%. Yeah, you are. Go look at your statement. What are you paying? Is interest higher monthly than your principal? Yeah, some of you have taxes and insurance or even MIP or PMI in there. Take that out for a moment. Just look at principal and interest. Who's higher? Are you 50-50 yet? You know, if you haven't prepaid any payments or money up front going into the loan monthly, you know, you're not going to break even at 50-50 until about 18 to 22 years in, depending on your rate. Now, I mentioned to you equilibrium is about 5.3% to not pay over 100% on your loan. 100%. You're buying the home twice. Now, if your rate's higher than 5.3%, you're buying the home twice and then some. What I'd like to do, I'd like to show you how you can save on your interest footprint up to a third to half of the amount of interest you pay. I had a meeting yesterday where I saved somebody $181,000 of interest. We took the footprint down to $50,000 or so of interest from over $230,000 on their current plan. You do have a plan. It's the plan that the bank outlined for you to make your payment over the term of your loan. Yes, you owe what you owe. But your plan on the interest side, you can change that plan and make it your own. We're saving people money. I'm on this kind of plan, and what I've done, I've taken my 26.3 years that I was doing on my own, and I know money, and I'm smart, and I know better. I was taking myself down to 12.3 years, and I was very excited about that. Holy cow, half the time. But guess what? I utilized the opportunity, took a look, and I'm going down to 7.9 years. Now, it's a perfect financial GPS. Yeah, you're driving in the car right now, and maybe you're using your GPS in your car, or maybe your phone, or whatever it is. If you need directions, it's telling you the best way to get there, and how to get there, and the best route. Oh, I know the route. Well, maybe you do. But are you aware there was a traffic accident or this or that? No, you don't know that without maybe looking at that, or you get so darn close, you already know it's there. I'm looking for you to have perfect information for perfect decisions for your finances from now to the end. You will have that ownership and that peace of mind. Someone smarter than in the room than you that doesn't talk back. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. You know, if you have six decisions every single month to figure out what to do, there are 720 combinations. Congratulations, you got it right the first month. Here we go. Here's month number two. Oh my gosh. How much time are you spending with Excel spreadsheets, graphs, charts, labeling items, making sure this is that? Oh, oops, I missed that. Oh, you got things to do. You got a full-time job, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe even four. You got a gig job too. I want that money to stay in your wallet. When I show people how they could take their debt-free date, a third up to a third or half that time, it's powerful. And I can run those numbers, talk with you with no obligation and help you and have you gain an education. Looking at the eight principles of money. You thought solving for X when you were in high school or college was fun. You don't only have Y now. You got eight more variables. Holy cow, what are you going to do? I got six right. Well, those two that you got wrong cost you years. Just the difference between 12.3 and 7.9 for me was over $150,000. That's hard. Cash, that's good money. Now today, in this weekend, I have about seven appointments already set. The calendar is filling up. I'm looking for you to have a 1 hour meeting. In that 1 hour, it's about you. It's not about me, it's about you. I want to know what's going on. What can I do to help your footprint? What can I do to help that interest footprint go down? Interest volume. I want to help and show you how we can reduce your debt-free date based on your discretionary money that you have each month. But it's understanding your budget. Now, we're not going to go into all of that in a first meeting. I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. I'm sorry. I want you to organize your ins and your outs. What are you making? Now, it's not you qualifying for a loan. If you got someone paying you this monthly and I couldn't use it for a loan, so be it. It's monthly money. I mean, if you go out and find a few dollars every day and it's consistent, we'll add that money. I'm teasing. But we're looking at all the money coming in. Then we're looking at your expenses. Include it, car insurance, also life insurance if you have that. We're looking at your annual items, your semi-annual items, your quarterly items, but it's also your monthly, your gas, your electric, your water, your power, your cell phone. What's your groceries look like? Do you eat? You got a budget there. I'm sure you do. So we want to understand what money you have left over at the end of the month. And then the opportunity is going to understand and utilize perfect math like a GPS, getting you to your destination in the fastest way possible. We're going to look at eventually statement dates, due dates, and the opportunity is going to tell you and show you when the payment needs to be made. You're not going to be late. You're not going to be deficit spending. That's not how it works. But you're going to look 3 months in the future. As things may change, as things do in life, it's going to move with you. It stays up to date, working 24/7. You still drive the car. It's not self-driving. No, it's not. You do drive the car. So you are making the payments. No one's accessing your accounts. No one cares or wants your account numbers. No one even needs to know your name. This is an item that you use for your budgeting. You could have graphs, charts, future analysis. Should I take Social Security? If I want to buy a car, what does it mean? If I want to go on vacation, how could I save? Could the program be smart? Yes, it is. We're going to talk more about this today because this is something you cannot be without. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Marisha Charbonnet joining us. Always great information. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-5433-980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-5433-980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-5433-980. That's 888-5433-980. Or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, can be your guide.
Call directly at 888-5433-980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-5433-980 or visit at unitedforloans.com. That's 888-5433-980.
I've been laid up from work, my rent is due. My kids all need brand new shoes.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm happy to be here. I hope you are too. No, you're going to lose that hour this weekend. Remember that. All of a sudden on Sunday morning, you're sitting here going, well, what's wrong? Well, you lost an hour. Okay, let's make this one productive. If I can save you money when it comes to your payments and interest that you pay, a third or half up to that, that would be a phenomenal. And that's worth the hour you just lost. I want to make sure I go over that with you one more time as we go through the program. But right now, I want to go to Marisha Charbonnet with Family Security Law Group. So much great information. Marisha, what do you have for us today?
Good morning, Mike. It's always a pleasure being on your show. As spring break approaches, I know that a lot of parents out there are scrambling to figure out what to do with their kids for a week while they're out of school. While coordinating a week's worth of care can be stressful, coordinating a lifetime of care can feel like an insurmountable challenge. And yet, that's exactly what parents of children with special needs are faced with when it comes to creating a trust. While a failure to create an estate plan can have a negative impact on any family, the stakes are much higher for families with special needs children or grandchildren. Failing to create a trust or assuming that a traditional revocable trust will be sufficient can result in equally disastrous outcomes. Because many of the benefits and services received by individuals with special needs are tied to their income and asset levels, an unplanned inheritance or a distribution from a traditional revocable trust could result in a person's asset level rising, which in turn could render that person ineligible for benefits because they suddenly have too much money. When that occurs, the person often must spend down their inheritance personally paying for things that had previously been covered by their benefits until their assets again reach the level at which they qualify for those benefits. An alternative to that unfortunate outcome is for anyone intending to leave assets to a beneficiary with special needs to create a special needs trust for that person, which is a trust that is specifically designed to protect the beneficiary's ability to continue receiving public benefits and ensure that the funds are being used and managed in the best interest of the beneficiary. This strategy increases the protection offered to the beneficiary and helps them obtain the maximum benefit of their inheritance. One of the biggest mistakes that well-intentioned parents often make is choosing to leave all of their assets to the child without special needs on the assumption that that child will then use the money for the benefit of their special needs sibling. That strategy can not only create gift tax liability for the child making gifts to a sibling, but it can also turn ugly if the child who receives all the assets should die or have creditor problems or get divorced, as any of those events could cause the assets to be distributed to unintended beneficiaries, leaving the child who actually needs those assets with nothing. For anyone interested in learning more about creating a special needs trust or estate planning in general, I can be reached at 805-496-4681 or at familysecuritylawgroup.com.
You know, such good information. You know, my kids are about to, 22 and 24 now? Boy, time flies. So, you know, spring break, but no, it's not the same. My daughter, though, is in getting her master's degree in school psychology, so she's been very busy. So spring break, she's actually staying on campus, has some shifts. She's an RA, so she's still taking care of business, doing what she needs to do and staying focused. And my son is on a spectrum for autism, special needs. So Marisha has reviewed my trust. We did a lot of things to it and maybe really did a new one. And we did that a few years ago. And it's also important to have your trust reviewed by your professional. If your professional is no longer doing, Marisha could step right in and make sure you have your right beneficiaries, make sure you have your right language that you want, make sure anything didn't majorly change. We just had an issue just recently. There was a passing of an individual that I'd helped do financing in the past, and he had some life changes that had occurred, and he didn't change his beneficiary. It went to his ex-wife, and the present wife has got some issues, and I think she's going to have issues. And you need to make sure you label what you want and what is needed, and you make sure things are correct, because when it's too late, it's too late. It's very difficult to go back. You have many celebrities with the Oscars this weekend. You have many celebrities that haven't handled their trust properly, whether it's an unexpected death or occurrence, when their estate now is up in arms and all over the place, and you have people claiming this, claiming that, and the estate is fighting each other all the time. So make sure you know what you want to do and you have it done by a professional so you know what you want is what will occur. Marisha Charbonnet, Family Security Law Group. Thank you. So much good information. Now, what we try to do here on the program is help educate so you can make a wise decision. It's knowing what you don't know, and you always have room to learn. Now, what we do on this program, I can't necessarily help you go backwards, but I can start today and move you forward. We can put a line in the sand and say, it's going to stop. Your lender loves you. You just don't need that kind of love in your life. I want to show you how you can make that stop. And for those of you who are renting, the perfect financial GPS works for you. But additionally, your landlord loves you. You are making a mortgage payment. It's just not your own. It's your landlord's. I want to show you how we can have items kind of go away a lot quicker. I had a young lady, she had 15.3 years of debt. Doesn't sound bad if you have a mortgage, right? She didn't have a mortgage. She had student loans, credit card debt, car payment. And then the household items that you would pay, groceries, maybe gas, electric, and all that. So we took 15.3 years down to 3.2 years. Holy cow. Holy cow. And these were legitimate numbers, and it wasn't some lump sum payment. It was based on understanding your current ins and outs and having a perfect GPS guide you through money management and timing. Now, there are sophisticated methods. We can add in a home equity line of credit. And you're going, I don't want a second mortgage. Well, some of you are saying that's not a second. Yes, it is. A home equity line of credit. Now, why a home equity line of credit and not a loan as a second? Well, the loan puts you right back into that interest rate versus interest volume. And it's a higher interest rate, of course. But sometimes you have a need for a loan or the circumstance dictates it. But a home equity line of credit is simple interest. Simple interest. It's not amortized. If I gave you a rate at 9%, 9% is level right across the board, possibly 10 years. Some equity lines are fixed for 5 or even 3 years, interest only. Depending on your timeline of your need, we'll look at that. But if you pay 9% simple interest, and I already told you your 3.25% loan's up at 60-some-odd% when you started, it's probably going to be year 19 before you see 50-50. Is 9% better than 50? Yes. But if I asked you, is 9% better than 3.25? It depends. It depends on how that payment is set up to be paid back. That is what I like to show and educate and see what we can do to shave your interest lower by having it being paid more responsibly. Call right now, 888-543-3980. I've not talked about it, but I'm going to invite you to a webinar on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. out here, Pacific time, from the comfort of your own home, wherever you want to be. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Mike Harris. More after the break.
Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-543-3980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth 2 or 3 times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101. Or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in a rich man's world.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day on Real Estate Radio. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. We've talked a lot about saving money. I mentioned earlier I can lend in 5 states for primary, whether it's purchase, refinance, or it's an equity line or loan that we just talked about. I can do that in California, Colorado. I could do it in Texas. I can do it in Montana and also the state of Washington. Now, if you're looking at rental property you have or you're looking to purchase, I can do what is called debt service coverage ratio loans, DSCR loans, in 46 states. Now, rather than name the 46 states, I'll name the 4 that are no. So the no's are going to be South Dakota, it's going to be Nevada, it's going to be North Dakota, and it's going to be Vermont. Don't ask me why, but those four are no. So 46 states I can help you with your investment property. Love to talk to you. We're doing commercial. We're doing construction. We're doing mixed use. We are doing those loans and getting those loans closed. We're doing loans that have energy components to them. Whether you're doing panels on the roof, panels on the ground, or you're doing items where you are doing storage and you're doing items to that, we're talking to you about your EV chargers as well. We want to make sure your financing and your array of what you need is done correctly. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I talked about a webinar. 6 p.m. Tuesday evening from the comfort of your home or office, wherever you may be. I want you to send me directly at webinar at aheadformoney.com. 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 That's webinar at aheadformoney.com. When you send that email, of course, I'll have your email address. I'm going to go ahead and send you out the information to access that because I want to know how many people are coming, of course. But my dear friend Di, she's going to be doing a presentation on Tuesday for you. It's going to be 1 hour. It's going to share with you a perfect financial GPS and how it works so you get background and information. We could have a meeting prior or we could have a meeting after. But then we want to focus on you. But I'd like you to gain an understanding. I can send you some information ahead of time for you to review, no strings attached. This is between you and me, nobody else. When you go and go to that webinar, you're going to gain more information. I'm about education. When it comes to your money, I want that money back in your pocket. I want you keeping it. I want you to pay down your interest debt sooner so you pay less. If you want to pay more, hey, that's your prerogative. Okay. You know, I look at various decisions people do make, and usually those decisions that don't work out best is because you didn't have enough information. This is for your information. It's for you and nobody else. 888-543-3980. Now, I'm watching the markets on a regular basis. I'm watching what's going on when we talk about lending and timing and transactions. We have purchase deals right now, transactions going through. We have some first-time home buyers, some move up, and we have some move downs. And some of those, we're actually looking, and they're seniors, and they're transferring their tax base. So that's something to check with your CPA or your tax preparer. So we're doing that. We have some reverse mortgages we're working on. We have some FHA, VA loans happening. We have some that are USDA. Now, some of these funds issues and CalHAFA and all that, there's some issues and items that we work through and make sure we're timing it and getting you the best result. Now, depending on credit score, certain loans are better than others because of the fees that are added on afterwards. If your scores are, let's say, 640, it might be an FHA loan, depending on the amount of the down payment and the equity you have. But sometimes we're doing equity lines, as I told you, simple interest. But sometimes you're self-employed. We go with bank statements and cash flow, whether it's a first mortgage or even a second mortgage. But when we watch the economy, we watch each day. Now, Monday on the 11th here, we got nothing scheduled. Things happen. We know they happen. We know it's going to happen. But Tuesday's the big one. We got the Consumer Price Index coming out. We're seeing what's going on this month when it comes to inflationary items. So we're going to look at the year over year. We're going to look at what happened in February. We're going to look at the core price index on this as well. We're going to look at it for, again, monthly as well as year over year. Now, remember, we're going to drop off that old one because it's looking at 12 months. Now, as we look at the market and we look at all of that, Wednesday, another break. We don't get much happening. But a lot's happening, but there's no official announcements. But on Thursday, we have the core producer price index. So we're going to see what's happening there for February. We got initial jobless claims. We got retail sales, the producer price index. Again, not the core, but the producer price index, including all. We got retail sales and also retail sales ex autos. They like to look at that. So we got all of that happening. And then when I look at really Friday, you know, I'm kind of looking at the dates. We're looking at Empire Manufacturing Survey. We got some import price items, industrial production, capacity utilization. So we got some things happening and consumer sentiment. How are you feeling? So we're going to figure out all of these items and see how we navigate through. But we've been seeing interest rates getting better. They've been getting better. And that's good. That's good if you're in that marketplace to maneuver and gain a rate. But again, I'm not right now thinking a buy down is your best move if rates are moving down by summer. And because it's summer when the Fed's going to move, they're starting to move down a little bit. I'm getting rates right now with people in the mid sixes comfortably. If we did a buy down, I would want to make sure it comes from your seller when you're looking to write that offer. But sometimes homes are getting more competitive again to get in. So sometimes getting money from a seller may or may not occur. It's working with an experienced realtor. An experienced realtor who knows the market, knows the nth of where you can offer and still get that home appraising. And then if you're offering over full price, then you're able to get a credit backwards towards closing costs or fees to get you in for your down payment only. If we can minimize costs, and I've been chipping in 40 basis points, even in some cases on buy downs, even a full percent, I'm chipping in money because I want to get you moving forward. And then I want to help you retire the debt sooner, as we talked about, a perfect GPS program. All of these things are available. These are available to many, many professionals out there. I'm talking now to realtors. I'm talking now to CPAs and tax preparers. I'm talking to financial planners. I'm talking to insurance agents. I'm talking about divorce professionals who are helping negotiate debt and settlements between parties. If you value debt differently and you have the ability to eliminate that sooner, would that allow wealth creation? Financial planners, insurance people, realtors, wealth creation to buy additional doors, maybe in real estate for your investors. I want to show you this opportunity. I want to show what you may be able to accomplish to increase your business and help your clients further. Going to shift it over one more time. Mortgage loan professionals, my fellow compatriots, what are you doing to talk to your past clients about responsibly paying down your debt? What are you doing to communicate with them when they have a 3.5% interest rate and they're saying they want no part of you? If you can show them how to get that effective interest rate below 1% without changing their lifestyle, wouldn't you want to learn more? Consumers, has anyone else spoken to you about this special program that exists? Why not? Maybe you just do it and then tell them afterwards. But they're doing you a disservice. When I mentioned I took my 26.3 years down to 15.3, and I think it was 26.4, down to 15.3 on my own, or 12.3 on my own, and through the opportunity, took me down to 7.9 years, saving over $150,000. Why wouldn't you want to save any money? If I told you I can save 5 years off your loan, off your debt and $50,000, why would you refuse that? I've not seen a result lower than $50,000, and I've worked and ran numbers now for over 600 people. Okay, that gives you an idea. But if you're spending more every month than you are bringing in, it's very difficult for a program to work effectively. But there are exceptions. We've been working with individuals to increase income, and I can share how that's possible. You know people that have debt. We're at the record highs of that. If I can help others, I may be able to help you. We'll talk about that. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Webinar at aheadformoney.com. aheadformoney.com. I want you to send an email. Love to invite you to a 6 p.m. webinar on Tuesday. I can't go to the webinar. That's a bad time. Okay, send me the email anyway. Let's get a time. I'll send you my calendar. We'll set a time for you. Morning, noon, evening. We'll figure it out. I have appointments all throughout the day that I keep. Mondays can be very busy. I was looking at my Monday. I have a 15-minute break, and that my day starts, let's say, as early as 7 a.m., and the last appointment's ending after 6, and in the middle somewhere I have a 15-minute. So Monday's going to be tight if you go to my calendar. Tuesday's filling up. Wednesday's looking better. So usually now what I'd like you to do, I'd love to have you go to the Tuesday night webinar. Get an introductory into the opportunity at 6 p.m. Understand it a little bit better. You'll get questions answered, of course. I want to send you some links so you watch additionally. And then we will have a one-on-one meeting to find out what we can do for you. And then I need to show you a benefit and a result that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, I'm the first to say, hey, this opportunity is not right for you. And we part as friends. But I want you to gain the education and maybe you pick up a few things that you didn't know before. I kind of likened into a sports analogy, but if you're walking up to the tee box and if you don't play golf, maybe you've seen it on TV, beautiful island green or even a green that has the ocean behind it. Oh my gosh, this is beautiful. You're hitting the ball. Not yet. You walk up to the tee box. You're there with your friends. And you're just going, oh gosh, just get me on the green. I don't want to embarrass myself. Just get me on the green. And you're sitting, you get up to the green, or you get up to the tee box. Problem is, your target is the green. It's not the 4 1/4 inch hole 4 inches deep. You need to make sure your focus is on your target. And if you slightly miss, you're on the green. But if your target's the green, where the are you hitting the ball? It's going in the sand or in the water. I need you to be focused. And with the help of a perfect financial GPS program that works with you, it self-corrects, tells you the best route from where you may have strayed or decided to do something different. You could focus on an item if you choose to, but it may not be as efficient, and it will show you how and why. Having that alongside of you today and in the future for planning, we had a young lady that was planning on a vacation. And I showed her how, if she put it on a credit card, it would actually cost her so much more, right? So we had some time before that vacation. So I showed her, with her discretionary monies and income and items happening, we did and increased her what is called emergency fund, which is money that she sets aside in a savings account that earns over 5% now, right? So she's moving that money aside, saving for that vacation time. And when that vacation arrived, she had the money in the savings, so she didn't pay interest on that. But the opportunity wasn't just shoving it all right away. It was doing it in a thoughtful manner, paying off interest volume while saving and saving future interest volume. And it kept her debt-free date very, very tight. It didn't go up as big as it would have, and then having this large obligation. Now, some people have different expectations. They want to go travel to Greece. Well, maybe you go locally instead. So you also want to make sure you're within your own budgeting of time and what you can afford to do. But what we do is we're very thoughtful in looking at it. We're understanding, getting all the right items, and then having that run through. But you have coaching. You have access, and all I'm asking for you today is an opportunity to help and show you and educate you to a process that does exist. You can continue on your present plan, but you are paying too much interest volume. Take a look at the monthly statements you have now on your mortgage. You tell me, how much interest are you paying compared to your principal? Most people, it's over 50%. If you had the loan for a while, it might be just that. I want to help show you how I can save you money. That's the crux of this program, saving you money. This program's about your real estate life. We're helping people who are wanting to be homeowners to people who are homeowners. People who have multiple properties, commercial, residential, even construction loans we are doing. People do home improvement loans, renovation loans. We're doing consolidation loans. We do the whole gambit. I mentioned 46 states on DSCR, debt service coverage ratio loans, investment loans. We're approved to do forward and reverse mortgages in 5 states directly that are primary. We're doing those in California, Colorado, Montana, Texas, and the state of Washington. I'm here to provide solutions. I come to you on the weekend to do just that. I'll be helping to take calls after the program. It's been enjoyable to be here. Hopefully you learned something today, but I'm looking to teach you more. I'm Mike Harris. Until next week, what kind of loan do you have?
I wouldn't have to work on.
United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-5433-980.